This is the time of holiday dance pageants, but not all of them accommodate kids who have special needs. IdeaStream Public Media's Anna Huntsman reports on a program in Akron, Ohio, that gives physical therapy patients an opportunity on stage.
At the downtown Akron branch of the Akron Summit County Public Library, about 15 children in the Akron Children's Hospital Dance Unlimited program are getting ready for a dress rehearsal for their holiday performance. Above their excited chatter, creative director Roxy Balouk gets their attention.
Start here. We're going to finish getting ready if you need to.
The children are dressed in puffy white tutus and sparkly silver vests and bow ties. 7-year-old Makai McCann uses a wheelchair decorated with a sign that says Merry Christmas on the wheels. Several kids grab onto his wheelchair as they line up and head to the auditorium. His occupational therapist, Lauren Hoffman, steps in.
Remember, this chair is a part of the pie. So we're not just going to grab it and move it as we want. This is how he moves his body.
Makai has cerebral palsy and developmental delays from being born extremely preterm at 25 weeks. Hoffman says other kids in the group have other mobility challenges, as well as autism or attention disorders. She says the Dance Unlimited program was created to allow kids with special needs the opportunity to dance in a group, regardless of how they're able to move.
We really just want to have an inclusive environment that they can just be kids and have fun.
Balouk, the creative director and choreographer, is a physical therapist at Akron Children's and incorporates movements from therapy into the dances.
They're participating in different strengthening activities, different balance activities, but at the same time, they're having fun and they're dancing.
Makai McCann's mom, Kathleen McCann, says the program has been a helpful experience for her son. She says he is nonverbal, but he loves music and being around other kids.
He'll just get going and start laughing and moving with the music, and he just loves being here.
McCann says since he joined the group this year, she's noticed improvements in both his physical and mental abilities. Siblings are allowed to participate too. Makai's twin sister Noelle dances in the troupe, and McCann says it's allowed Noelle to make friends with kids who also have a sibling with special needs. Behind the curtain, Balouk tells the kids to remember to smile and have fun. One of the children raises his hand.
What is it?
Kind of nervous.
Aww.
And that's totally normal. We all get butterflies.
The music starts their first dance, Hot Chocolate from the Polar Express. McCann excitedly sways from side to side in his wheelchair, and Hoffman helps him move his arms to the choreography. Balouk says there aren't many dance programs that accommodate, let alone focus on, children with special needs. She says dancing in a group like this gives the kids a sense of belonging.
And feel like not just included, but celebrated for their similarities and for their differences.
They also get to use fun props like bells for their second number, Ring Those Bells. McCann says she loves watching her twins, Makai and Noelle, on stage, especially knowing there aren't many other opportunities like this.
You know, here's my son in a wheelchair, and he gets to go out there and, you know, and dance. He gets, you know, moving his chair around, and he's sparkling. You know, he's got a sparkly tie and a sparkly vest, and, you know, he's with other friends, and it's just amazing.
For Here and Now, I'm Anna Huntsman in Akron.